Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 111. Short episode, I promise. I mean, at this time, I've got a lot of feelings, but I'm going to cut it short and just kind of give you the hits here on something that I've been thinking a lot about. And that I want to talk quickly about the way that we all tend to naturally judge other people and why I think we really need to let go of that. You know, we need to let go of the way we naturally find faults in other people, make fun of other people, just like mean mug other people, throw shade at other people, all of that. And, you know, I'm not some holier than thou dude saying, oh, you know, we need to do this because we should be kind humans. I mean, yeah, certainly that's a big part of it. But I've seriously found that when you stop judging other people in the way that we typically do, you'll stop doing the same to yourself. And that really changes everything. There's that saying, right? That's how you judge others is the way you judge yourself. That's exactly what I'm talking about here. And this kind of came about yesterday. I was at a friend's pool hanging out in Chicago. It was like literally the first nice day of weather in Chicago. So it was super crowded, lots of people, you know, different shapes, sizes, colors, just people, just a people buffet. Just, you know, people watching Central. And I made a comment to my friend Eddie about, you know, how it kind of feels good to be able to just sit there and be and look at other people and just be like, all right, dude, like that dude seems chill. Or, you know, the girl just banging out selfies. All right, sick angles, good stuff. Like, do you, you know, say those kinds of things, think those kinds of things and really mean it. As opposed to how I used to be or how I think a lot of us are, you know, oh, look at that tool walking around like he owns the place, or look at that stupid girl, like insta wannabe, something like that. You know, those kinds of thoughts. Do you know what I'm talking about here? These are, you know, it's the way that we judge other people, the way that we kind of knee-jerk react to other people. You know, we throw shade at other people, just kind of like a gut judgmental reaction. You know, we might not vocalize it. We're not shouting it across the pool, but we do it in our heads. And I think it's a really, really toxic thing that we do. But over the past, you know, couple of years, I've really made an effort to look at other people and empathize more, to celebrate more. You know, even though I don't know people, you know, I've really made an effort to be like, all right, man, you know, I dig it, whatever. And then, you know, last night also I was out at Soho House. It was like 1 a.m. So it was definitely an interesting crowd. A lot of, you know, call it loud fashion from the folks there. There was a guy wearing a daddy shirt. There was someone wearing a fuck off or smile shirt. And I think old me would have been like, yeah, what the fuck? Like, look at these people. They're compensating for something. They're such posers. Like, ah, look at these people. You know, just kind of throwing shade at them, throwing shade at people that I literally knew nothing about. But I've really come a long way in trying to flip that kind of mental judgment on its head. So instead, you know, just being like, all right, man, daddy. Okay, I see you, daddy. Or like, all right, I'll smile. You know, just kind of like that reaction. And again, I really am not trying to say this to be like I'm some super cool, enlightened guy who no longer judges people or makes fun of people. Like, I still do that a bit, quite a bit, but I've really made an effort to do it less. And really, if I'm honest, I've made that effort for me, for myself. I say it all the time that it's all about me, you know, but in all seriousness, I do it for myself because I've come to realize that how you judge others is how you judge yourself. And that kind of toxic, hateful judgment you direct at others, it comes right back around in the way that you think about yourself. It comes right around and bites you right in the ass if you don't control it. You know, I think it really does. When you're constantly throwing shade at others and holding on to kind of some vague need to validate yourself by tearing others down, you're doing yourself a huge, huge disservice. You know, and I mean, let's be real. The reason you're doing it is because you're not totally secure in yourself. That's why you're doing it. And I think, you know, if you can be vulnerable for a hot second and realize that, then I think you can change. And that's a change, again, from negative, hateful, toxic, knee-jerk judgment of others to just wanting to see other people win. And that's huge. It really is, because it totally reframes your mindset. And in doing that, I promise you that it will make you happier. I've really noticed this in my life, that replacing judgment with praise or celebration, that's what it's all about. Or at a minimum, just a sense of, all right, you know, that person seems cool or interesting or outgoing or whatever. You know, it's a real game changer in that sense. And at minimum, you know, it's in line with what the Dalai Lama says. I was reading a quote of his that says, our prime purpose in this life is to help others. And if you can't help them, at least don't hurt them. And now, obviously, you're not exactly hurting people when you make fun of them to your friends or just in your head. But it's really not in tune with why I think we're on this earth. And when you're not in tune with that mission, then that's why things feel off, I think. That's why things feel off in your life. That's why you might feel frustrated, why you feel self-conscious, why you doubt yourself more than you should, why you're just so preoccupied and worried about what other people think about you. You know, all those things, I really believe, are the result of the natural knee-jerk judgment you place on other people. You know, and I think with this idea for this short episode, I could have gone in one of two directions. I could have said, yo, man, don't judge other people because you simply don't know anything about them. You don't have any idea what they've been through, their background, what chapter of their life you're walking in on, all that. I could have said that. But again, if you know me, I'm kind of more realistic than that, and that I want to make it all about you. In the same way that I make it all about myself, I want you to make it all about you. So I went the other way and saying, you know, stop judging others for the simple reason being that it helps you grow. Seriously, it helps you grow. It's all about you. When you're kind to others in your head, out loud, on Instagram, wherever, you are in turn kind to yourself. And I think the Dalai Lama also meant to say that in the quote, that your purpose on earth is to help others by being kind to them, but your purpose on earth is also to help yourself. And you could do that by being kind to yourself. And to be kind to yourself, you have to let go of that natural knee-jerk reaction to judging other people. And I think that's it's easier said than done, for sure. But I think it just comes from being more woke, for lack of a better word. Be more woke. Like, it just comes from really trying to intentionally monitor your thoughts by paying attention to how you react to other people when you're out and about, when you see other people. You know, it's how you react in your head to those, you know, basic Beckys taking 30 pictures of their food at the restaurant, or how you react to a bunch of Chads rocking their Patagucci and hitting their jewels in unison. You know, it's how you react to that girl dancing on the table at the club, or to Rico Suave putting out the vibe at the club. You know, it's how you react to someone who dresses, acts, talks in a different way that to you might be too loud, too soft, too whatever. You know, how you react to those things is how you in turn react to yourself. When you react to those things and those people with the knee-jerk mentality of, what the fuck, they're so insecure, they're stupid, look at that guy, look at that girl, they're full of themselves, what a tool, whatever, insert reaction here, that's how you treat yourself. Seriously, when you're at the pool and you're looking at that guy walking around with his swag and his chest stuck out and he's walking with confidence and you're like, he's stupid. Look at that guy. Look at that tool. You're in turn internalizing that and you're making yourself afraid to step out and own your own shit, because now you have this expectation that being that guy, having that confidence, is stupid and vapid and fake and just, what a tool. When you judge, you know, those girls for their selfies, you're placing your own toxic judgment on yourself for doing things that you might enjoy, but you're kind of self-conscious about projecting. That's how I look at it. Those are obviously very simple examples, but I've turned that realization, that right there, into just kind of a new respect for people who just own their shit and who they are and who are when they're themselves. And it's a really, really freeing feeling. It really is. It is like kind of, it takes a weight off of you, off of your heart. You just kind of feel lighter because you celebrate more. You want to see other people win. You celebrate other people's random quirks and habits and looks and styles. And now I find myself reacting to things that I used to be super judgmental about with a simple, oh, my man, you know, do it, my man. I find myself saying that a lot, my man. And it feels really good. It feels really good to train my mind, my reaction to just simply celebrating those people. Because now I do more of what I used to judge, you know, I myself and taking a step forward and just doing more of the things that I want to. And these are things that I used to make fun of. You know, I'll take those selfies, duh. I'll do the goofy dance. I'll walk up to people and say something. I'll wear loud pink shoes, whatever. Because I'm not afraid of anyone else's judgment, much less my own. And that makes all the difference. I celebrate other people. I really do try to. I'm not perfect, but I try to. And the result is that I celebrate myself more now. And the more you celebrate yourself, the more you judge yourself less, the more you decide to be kind to yourself. That right there, that is how you grow into who you want to be. That confident, kind person, that energized person, that person who's just beaming with self. That's who I want to be, and that's how you get there. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? That's the kind of person that I think we all want to be. And if you're agreeing with me, then I think there's an easy thing that we could always be doing. It doesn't require a lot of action. It doesn't require you to not say anything or bite your tongue. It just requires you to check yourself. Check yourself when you're out people watching, when you're out at brunch, when you're walking down the street, when you're at the gym. And in your head, just try to be kind. You know, want other people to win. Celebrate who they are, even though you don't even know them. You don't know them at all. You don't know anything about them. Celebrate their humanity in that moment. You don't have to love them. Just try to, to the best of your ability, try to adopt a mindset that judges less and celebrates more. And I'm really serious when I say that this really, really works, because it does change you. The kindness that you project just in your thoughts alone, that comes to define who you are as a person. And I've said it before in other episodes, but above everything else in my life, I want to define myself by kindness. That's it. You know, I would throw everything else away in my life that doesn't help me grow in that regard. I'd throw away my success and money and things I own and the people who think I'm cool or an influencer or something like that. I'd throw that all away, because being kind is everything. I did an entire episode on it, in fact. And being kind to others in your actions, in your thoughts, in your words, it comes right back around and makes you kind to yourself. It comes to define you. So you can see why I'm so kind of passionate about this idea. It's such a simple thing to train your mind to do. So I'd ask you, how do you want to define yourself? By your judgment? By, you know, razzing other people? By being toxic to other people that you don't even know? Or by just having a simple, warm sense of acceptance and outward celebration of other people that then in turn helps you grow? Well, I think the answer hopefully is pretty obvious. It's the latter. It's when you choose to open your heart to other people. And what happens when you do that? You open your heart to yourself. And it's coming from a dude bro guy, right? Someone who loves to razz other people with his friends to make just stupid, mind-numbing jokes. You know, I'm still that guy. I'm still having a blast. I still make fun of people, of course. I still make fun of myself, of course. That's what being alive is about. It's fun. It's not hurting anyone, but it's a bit different now. It's not judgmental. It's not a toxic gut reaction to someone that I don't know, that I don't understand even in the slightest. It's the difference now from being like, ah, look at that clown rollerblading down Michigan Avenue. You know, from going from that to, all right, look at that clown. Like, the ball's on that guy. Good for him, my man. You know, and that's just as simple as it is. That's all it takes. And I've just found in my head a way to replace more judgmental phrases and words with just easier ones. Ones where I'm like, oh, you know, he seems interesting. Wow, she seems interesting. You know, nice swag, my dude. Like, keep, you go, girl. Like, oh, that's neat. Things like that. And I know that sounds silly or overly subtle, but I'm serious in saying that it really works. It really works because It's all mindset. And that mindset comes back to affecting you in big ways. When you are afraid to do something, when you are afraid to be uncomfortable or awkward or put yourself out there, the way that you've come to judge others is the way that you'll judge yourself in that moment. If you're still full of hate and judgment and your tendency just to judge others in a toxic way, you'll do the same to yourself. You'll paralyze yourself with fear of judgment. You'll judge yourself to be awkward or incapable or less or whatever, and that will hold you back. Or if you've grown your mindset to be one of kindness and celebration and everything that I've been talking about here, you'll judge yourself in the same way. You'll be like, my man, Case, you can do it. You can do it. And that makes all the difference. So that's it. Short episode. I wanted to leave it right there. I hope you found it valuable. If you did, I'd love it if you'd share it with a friend. Share it with someone who is kind, someone who is outgoing and loves people and loves celebrating other people. Or, you know, share it with someone who has some work to do there. Share it with them and show them what being kind does and how it can change them for the better. So thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to share the podcast, man. It is so awesome to see you guys sharing. It really does make my day. So thank you so much. Be sure to let me know what you think on Instagram @case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.